What's going on, Animal City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And this is Lex, back at it again.
What's up? What's going on, Lex? How you doing over there, brother?
I'm doing great, man. Just happy to be back, having more content for you guys. I know it's been a while since we partnered up with a review. Well, a while compared to how frequently we were doing it.
We're doing WandaVision for a little while.
WandaVision. Yeah, that was like very consistent. But once again, happy to be back. Happy to consume more content, exciting content, especially, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of the things that people are watching now, it has to be on TV or streaming. So
exactly, man.
But I think it's upping the quality of everything, though.
For sure. Let's get right to it, man. So this is our review, ladies and gentlemen, of Jupiter's Legacy. We are not going to mention spoilers until the very end. We'll give you a heads up, guys. So Jupiter's Legacy, the first generation of superheroes, has kept the world safe for nearly a century. Now their children must live up to their legacy in this epic drama. And let's talk about this, Lex. I know we talked about, we have a lot to compare to, you know, and it's funny too, because it feels like every streaming service is coming out with their own superheroes and all that stuff. And they're trying to capture that comic book adaptation, whatever the case may be, you know, it could be any comic. And we see this a lot. We see this with Amazon, with The Boys, you know, we've seen this, obviously Disney has Marvel. So we've seen that already. Now they have their TV shows, and, you know, we're seeing a lot of different places have that. The only one I cannot think of is, I don't think Hulu has one particularly yet.
Technically,
because it's Disney, so like, yeah, I guess.
Hulu has it ended already. Marvel's Runaways,
there you go. That's the one I was forgetting.
That wrapped up. They do have some other properties like Hellstorm, that is still going. However, it's once again at a smaller scale, right?
But yeah, of course,
because they do have a relationship with Disney, they are. I think in this month, May, I think they're dropping the first of four different animated shows for Marvel. The first one being MODOK.
There you go,
but,
man.
Of course, it's not the same. Like, Netflix is the one that has some experience with this, right? Yeah. Like, Netflix had the Marvel Netflix shows, RIP. And this time they picked up a... I want to call it an original, but it is coming from the work of Mark Miller.
Mark Miller, yes.
Book. So
yes, comic book adaptation, which is three books, if I'm not mistaken. It's three books. And I when I first saw the covers for each one, I was all like, it gets you going. It really does. Cause I actually like the artwork. I was skimming through some of it. The preview, I guess, of the preview of the book and everything. And it makes you almost to a sense after watching this show, it makes us want to go back and actually, you know, hit up those comics, you know, hit up that comic book adaptation there. So let's get right to it, man. I mean, what was your expectations going into this, Lex? I know for me, it was different. For me, it was all like, you know what? I'm going to give this a clean slate. I'm going to go in not wanting anything more, not wanting anything less. I'm going to go in neutral, not have no expectations, because I was all like, it's a new show, nothing I've ever heard of. I haven't heard of Jupiter's Legacy. Let's be honest there. I don't know. Have you heard of Jupiter's Legacy before this?
No, not at all. I know Mark Miller, but I didn't know this specific work of his.
Yeah.
I mean, very similarly, not a lot of expectations. Now, I watched so before watching the trailer, I had seen images of the characters, and I know Josh Duhamel was attached to the project, and I had seen the picture of him. And honestly, like, from the first images released specifically, like, of the heroes in their suits, I was not very impressed. They look very cosplay-ish. Granted, they technically still do in the show,